I mentioned earlier I was walking through Freddy's, stopped in my tracks because I smelt mothballs, and I was like, Grandma's house?
My first day at work?
Yeah. Yeah. What, you made, remember the time you made fun of me? For the?
I wasn't making fun. I was just noticing.
I was wearing a shirt that had been in my trailer closet for a little while. I hadn't done the laundry because I had just moved here.
Yeah.
And Cruz was like, is it just me or do I smell old people?
Like the building. I was wondering if it was coming through the air conditioning. I had thoughts. And I had concerns.
And I was like, sniff my shirt. I'm like, nope, that's me.
I need more deodorant.
And I know you felt so bad because you're like, oh, no, really, I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. But I did go home and take everything out of my closet.
Laundromat.
That hadn't been washed in a while. That was clean. It just sat in, the trailer.
But at least it wasn't moth-eaten.
Yeah. And so we were thinking, is that still a thing? And Susan DM'd us and said, yeah, if people doesn't have central air or air conditioning or heating in their house, and I'm sure there's a lot of places up in the hills that probably don't have that, or maybe they're broken or can't afford it or whatever. So yeah, the moths, you open the windows and the moths come in, and that's the thing.
New habitat for them.
So yeah. So that's a smell that stopped me in my tracks. You were talking about listening to Bob Kingsley with your dad, and it was always the time that it would be on the radio, and you'd drive and you'd have a moment with your dad and go have some donuts or whatever, and that's kind of a cool thing. Diesel fuel is another thing. Before I got on the radio, I actually moved furniture, and I'd always drive a diesel truck, so every time I smell diesel now, that always brings me back. And I actually like the smell of diesel fuel. A lot of people are like, don't, but...
And even exhaust, for some reason, doesn't bother me too much.
No.
It's like, yummy.
So we posted on Facebook, what is kind of a smell or a sound that would bring you back? Mary Wilson says the tobacco pipe always reminded her of her grandpa. Same thing with cigars. At my buddy's wedding, they had cigars, and I smelled that, and it just reminded me of grandpa. Coffee brewing, bacon frying toast, and listening to KRSB, Tawny. She, a good way to suck up,
All the staples right there.
It's always, always good. What is the other one here? Our big fan, Julie Butler. We love Julie Butler. She says, fresh laundry smell at my mom's house.
Yeah.
Lilacs. Giselle says lilac bush was always a good one.
So Gain was my favorite smell for laundry.
Oh, was
I'm a big Gain guy, right? And then with my roommates, they came in and they started using Tide. I'm like, well, you do your Tide, then that's fine because I do my own Gain. I have my own scent.
Yeah.
And happy birthday, by the way, Tori. Today's Tori's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. She had
Does she
her...
smell of Gain? Is that...
No, they still do Tide.
Okay.
And so what happened was the baby was, his clothing was done in the Tide, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I would pick up the baby and I had such good, it's been a good year of watching him and watch him grow. But when I hold him, he smells like Tide. So now I use Tide because my brain has equated Tide
to
good memories, and I don't use the Gain anymore. I use Tide.
Okay.
Because of the baby. So I thought that my brain was really neat about that, because for years I hated the smell of Tide. Hated it.
Was it because you just had different roommates that you didn't like?
Kind of.
Possibly.
And
maybe that's what it was. And
it's possible. But yeah, so my brain just is like, no, baby, and Tide, and it's just good memory. So now I use Tide.
So now you'll probably use Tide forever.
The rest of my life.
And then Theo, when he's like 25, and you're
he'll
like,
go to game.
Uncle Groobs, Uncle G, what do you got? It's like, come over here, I want to sniff you. What did you do? You changed the laundry detergent.
Yeah.
You're killing me, man.
The brain is a powerful thing, though, man.
It is.
It's really powerful.
Joe says, Joe Miller said that coming home from school, it was when his grandma, he knew that his grandma was going to be baking cookies. And he always, so now every time he's got chocolate chips or he smells chocolate chips, he always thinks about coming home and missing grandma. So it's just amazing.
And that's kind of why I think smells are such a big deal with Christmas time.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.